Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We will not falter, and we will not fail.
A time and place of our choosing, that's what we heard from the U.S. government officials not all that long ago about the Iranian proxies that had been attacking our own forces in Syria. And it has happened now. The U.S. military has conducted airstrikes on two different facilities there in Syria on Thursday. We'll talk about it here this morning. Folks, we have a lot to talk about. We still have a gunman at large, perhaps somewhere in the state of Maine. We don't know exactly where this person may have gone, who killed some 18 people and wounded so many others in a terrible shooting spree. But we're going to bring you the latest on that as well. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And as I said, we have a lot to talk about on this Friday morning. The telephone number, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And of course, if you'd like to go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message as we go through the program today. And certainly as we bring in some of our regular contributors as we move through the program this morning, later we'll be talking with Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com. We'll also be talking with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and I'm sure that they will have a lot to say and a lot to add about these two particular major stories that we're following this morning. So once again, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call in. And once again, of course, we're broadcasting to our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. That's our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as I said. And of course, we're up with GCN on the satellite this morning. And if you'd like to listen on a live stream, well, we got you covered. Simply, again, go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links to the live streams. And again, if something ever happens, the power goes out, we're watching the winter weather, of course. We'll have the Trucker and Travelers report here in a little bit. But if you ever get a power failure, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and you can make your choice of the live streams to use there. We got The Answer Tampa, and also, of course, we have GCN Live as well. Okay, let's get right to it, folks. This from Fox News. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes on two facilities in eastern Syria on Thursday, in response to ongoing attacks against American military personnel in Iraq and Syria over the past week, according to the Department of Defense. Now, by the way, this isn't just all of a sudden starting to happen. I believe this is more or less, I hate to say, a regular occurrence comparatively, but certainly this is a big deal because the Iranian proxies that are carrying out these rocket or drone attacks against our forces, again, are controlled by Iran. And now the U.S. government is trying to make it very clear that these strikes are not necessarily connected with the Israeli-Gaza war that's going on, Israeli-Hamas war, I should say, that's going on right now. But honestly, I don't think it's going to be very easy to try to separate those two things. I think most people will see it as a direct outgrowth of what's happening in Israel right now. But certainly, Iran, we have a lot to tell you about Iran, the things that they've said, the threats that they've made. It just seems, folks, that we're heading down this path And hopefully it's not an inexorable path in order to make sure that Iran is going to be dealt with in one way, form, or another. And by that, I don't necessarily mean a major attack upon Iran, but Iran has to be contained. It has to turn off these terror sponsorships, or at the very least go inert. Because we can't keep seeing these kinds of things happening. Back to the article. A pair of F-16s targeted two facilities, a weapons depot, and an ammo storage area near Abu Kamal, used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. Get the affiliated groups? That's right. These are the proxies, folks. And a senior U.S. defense official told Fox News' Jennifer Griffin that this is what had happened. But it's unclear if there were any Iranian militants at the facilities when they were hit. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement Thursday night that the U.S. does not seek conflict, but the Iran-backed attacks, quote-unquote, on American forces are unacceptable and must stop. That's a direct quote. Iran wants to hide its hand and deny its role in these attacks against our forces. We will not let them, Austin said. Austin continued to say, if attacks by Iran's proxies against U.S. forces continue, we will not hesitate to take further necessary measures to protect our people. So, once again, folks, this is going to be, of course, associated, how could it not be, with what's happening in Israel, at least in the public eye. But there have been some 19 attacks against American personnel only since October the 17th. Okay? And this, again, according to a Pentagon spokesman. So, here we are. We're seeing now the reprisal here. I'm sure that Iran will try to posture. They will bluster some more. They will say almost anything at this point. But it is a good thing. And we've got a great quote, by the way, from General Kirby, NSC spokesperson John Kirby, when we come back. And it's a quote that I wholeheartedly agree with. And it's something, again, that we're going to, I think, see a lot more of. Because once this kind of stuff starts happening, folks, we got to be unified. And we also have to make sure that our foes know that there is no daylight when it comes to protecting our active military troops wherever they are, all around the world. We are united in protecting them. You can take that to the bank. And folks, you can take this to the bank because we're coming back right after this short break. Stay right there, 949-822-7959. Give me a call. Come on now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, we got a lot of firepower over in the Middle East. That is for sure. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And, of course, you know, as of Wednesday, we've got the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group. We've got the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group. We got the USS Mount Whitney Destroyer, USS Kearney, the USS Carter Hall, the USS Bataan, and the USS Mesa Verde, all in that area, we understand. In addition to, I believe there was another 900 troops that were set to be sent over to the region in order to deal with or be ready for any other attacks on our troops in Iraq and Syria. So I got to tell you, folks, this is one of those things where, you know, you start watching the developments, the events unfold, and you always have in the back of your mind, what is all this really going to mean? Is this going to be a retaliatory strike that sort of does its job and then suddenly it's sort of over? Or is this, again, something that can mean that we'll see a lot more activity because of the way that, for example, that Iran is acting in all of this? And I'm just wondering, because of what we're seeing happening in Israel, what we're seeing happening with all these protests, what we're seeing happening with just the non-acceptance, it seems, by so many. And it's not the majority, you want to make that clear, but it's not the majority, but the non-acceptance that the terrorist massacre on October 7th against Israel and the Jewish people was not okay. This was not something that is at all justified. It's not at all something that's just not happening in a vacuum, you know, and all these horrible things that we've been hearing. It's absolutely absurd to believe that somehow, again, Israel is the one that's in the wrong or somehow invited this to happen, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk more about this, of course. But, you know, at the United Nations, Iran is saying things like the United States, quote, will not be spared if war continues. Really? It just boggles my mind. Okay, let's listen here real quick to John Kirby, who is at the White House. Now, he received a question about the harshness, my friends, of how I believe the president was talking, evidently, in the context that, unfortunately, in war, there are going to be civilian casualties, essentially. Now, Israel works to avoid those civilian casualties to a fault. Hamas, of course, created civilian casualties as a way of them saying, this is our statement. And some people have taken that statement and said it was exhilarating. Yeah, you heard me right. You heard me right. In fact, I will find that here right before we hear John Kirby. This is, here he is, yes, a Cornell professor is now taking a leave of absence, folks, because he called the attacks on Israel, quote, exhilarating. This from the New York Post. The Cornell professor recalled the Hamas terror attack on Israel exhilarating and energizing, is now on leave of absence until at least the end of the semester. Russell Rickford, an associate professor of history, went viral for the incendiary remarks to students during a pro-Palestinian protest soon after the October 7th surprise attack on Israel, killing at least 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Quote, it was exhilarating. It was exhilarating. It was energizing, he was seen telling the crowd, claiming, quote, you would not be human, quote, not to feel the same. I was exhilarated, he said again, to a smattering of applause. After initially standing by his statements, the embattled professor later apologized for the, quote, horrible choice of words, unquote. You think? Horrible choice of words? Yeah. I mean, it's not even just that. It's not just a horrible... In other words, what word did you mistake, you know, for the word you wanted to use instead of exhilarating? How could this possibly be exhilarating? It just absolutely strains credulity, you know, to believe that someone thought, well, you know, I just kind of had a poor choice of words on that. No. How about sickening? How about repulsive? How about inhuman? How about another host of words or phrases that you could come up with for what Hamas deliberately did? Deliberately planned for. Well, Kyle, you are fired up this morning. I am fired up. When I hear something like that, I think, and what I want to do here is just absolutely emote and reflect what we all must be feeling when it comes to somebody who would say such a horrific thing. Reprehensible comes to mind. Somebody who said such a thing. Let's listen in to John Kirby, an NSC a spokesman there at the White House. Listen to the question and then listen to his response. And, you know, the other day he gave Joe Biden an A-plus for foreign policy, which I think they put him on the spot. I mean, what else is he going to say, right? This is boss. I think we maybe give him an A-plus on this. Let's listen in.
So besides saying that he doesn't have confidence in his numbers, the president went further to say that innocents will die and that this is the price of the war. You also said that.
I have indeed.
Yeah. Don't you think this is insensitive? They're being very harsh criticism about it. For example, the Council of American Islamic Relations said it was deeply disturbed and called on the president to apologize. Would the president apologize and does he regret saying something like that?
What's harsh is the way Hamas is using people as human shields. What's harsh is taking a couple of hundred hostages and leaving families in anxious waiting and worrying to figure out where their loved ones are. What's harsh is dropping in on a music festival and slaughtering a bunch of young people just trying to enjoy an afternoon. I could go on and on. That's what's harsh. That is what's harsh. And being honest about the fact that there have been civilian casualties and that there likely will be more is being honest, because that's what war is. It's brutal, it's ugly, it's messy. I've said that before. The president also said that yesterday. Doesn't mean we have to like it. And it doesn't mean that we're dismissing any one of those casualties. Each and every one is a tragedy in its own right. And each and every one we should try to prevent. And that is why we're in close contact with our Israeli counterparts, to do everything we can to help them minimize the risk to civilians that are in harm's way. It would be helpful if Hamas would let them leave their homes, leave areas, not shelter in tunnels underneath their houses and in hospitals, and let them get out. Let them get out of Gaza if they want to leave. We know that there are thousands waiting to leave Gaza writ large, and Hamas is preventing them from doing it.
So there you go. Yeah, that's talk about harsh. So I got to tell you, I got to give credit where credit is due here for John Kirby. I got to give credit where credit is due. Yeah, and I think he actually his answer was maybe not I will say harsh enough, but he certainly demonstrated, didn't he, the absurdity of what the question was even about. Don't you think that's harsh to say somehow that there could be more civilian casualties because that's what happens in war? Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to have a war? Do you want to fight? Do you want to fight with your neighbor? Do you want to fight with anybody? Typically, the answer is no. Americans don't want to have a war. The Israelis don't want to have a war. Decent people, people who love peace, people who love self-determination and freedom, they do not want to have a war. But the war was brought to the Israelis by Hamas. Israel has to respond. There's no doubt about that. They have to root out Hamas. Hamas does not operate in the best interests of its people, of the people that they essentially wrestled control of governing. And so what Kirby's talking about is exactly right. That's the harshness. And so this sort of weird perspective that some people have is just mind-boggling. That somehow, well, you know, it's the American government that's being harsh. No, Kirby did a great job. He put her in her place. He demonstrated the absurdity. And for this round, Kirby gets an A+ on that. So, A+, John Kirby. Folks, stay right there. We've got a lot more. Caller, hold on. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The White House pushes for more to be done to address the epidemic of gun violence in the United States.
It's within Congress's power to pass legislation
that will make our streets safer, that will make our community safer, that will make our schools safer.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commented on the mass shooting that claimed 18 lives in Lewiston, Maine on Wednesday night. She urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in passing gun reform measures. A program to make affordable electric vehicles for the global market between General Motors and Honda Motor Company have been canceled. The companies issued a joint statement confirming they will no longer partner in the program. New York Democrat Jamal Bowman pleads guilty to misdemeanor for triggering a fire alarm in a Capitol building. He'll pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter to the Capitol Police. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I came down because there was chocolate chip ice cream.
All right. Yeah, we don't have any chocolate chip ice cream. We might have cookies, though. We might have cookies. As we go through the overnight hours all across your radio dial, folks, Kyle Warren with you, and we have a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. And, I'm thinking that... number one, I just saw this here. Looks like they're trying to push George Santos right out of Congress, which is probably not a bad idea at this point. This from Newsmax. A group of House Republican lawmakers from New York, led by Representative Anthony D'Esposito, are moving to force a vote on whether to expel their colleague, Representative George Santos, from Congress. D'Esposito called the measure to the floor Thursday as a privileged resolution, forcing House leadership to act on it within two legislative days. The chamber is currently adjourned. Until Wednesday, the leadership can table the resolution and refer it to a committee, barring majority support. If the measure does come to the floor, it requires the backing of two-thirds of the chamber. I don't know. I think some will vote probably to try to expel him. Others will probably try to keep him around for the entertainment value. But honestly, it's come to this. You know, if you want to get elected to Congress, and you want to serve the people, it's time to put up or shut up and be serious, I think. But unfortunately, you know, this is all part of the sideshow with this guy. This also from Newsmax at the UN, as I mentioned earlier. Iran warns the U.S. will, quote, not be spared if war continues. What war? You mean the war that Hamas started with Israel? You mean, oh, that war. Oh, that war. Iran's foreign minister warned on Thursday that if Israel's retaliation against Palestinian militant group Hamas, which is really a terrorist group, by the way, it's not a militant group, it is a terrorist group. If the war against the terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip doesn't end, the United States will, quote, will not be spared from this fire, unquote. Fiery language. I say frankly to the American statesmen who are now managing the genocide in Palestine that we do not welcome an expansion of the war in the region, but if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire, he told the United Nations General Assembly. I'm not laughing because it's a very serious thing, but, you know, it's interesting because we're also, I believe, we're getting some, at least a story, one of the stories that we saw earlier today, looks like Hamas terrorists did spend time training in Iran prior to the massacre occurring in Israel. Also, get this, Hamas, here we go again. Remember Hamas said about the hospital bombing? Now approximately 50 hostages have been killed in Gaza. This, according to Hamas, this was published in the Jerusalem Post earlier, but the Jerusalem Post has said that they have not been able to identify these numbers. And again, more Hamas propaganda about, well, you know, these people, they died in the tunnels, they died here or there because of the, quote, Zionist bombing in Gaza. So here we go again. You know, and by the way, I don't believe a word Hamas says about anything, but obviously they're trying, again, to create this propaganda effort in order to try to draw sympathy. And I appreciate what Kirby said earlier. Yeah, why don't you let the people in Gaza leave? Why don't you? Why are they essentially unable to do so? Well, the answer is clear. They want to have that propaganda value, because everything to the Hamas terror group, backed by Iran, the only thing that they will do and want to do, every single thing about their operation has to do with the killing of the Jews and the destruction of Israel. It's not a political maneuver. It's not something to get everybody's attention in the world so that somehow we have a, you know, we sit down at the peace plan and the peace table and make sure that, oh, we'll make sure we have this land here and this land there. And Israel just needs to be a teensy-weensy bit little smaller for us to be able to be happy at this point. We'll stop attacking and killing the Jews if Israel's just a little bit smaller. See, that's the lie, isn't it? That's the lie. It's never been about Israel just needs to be smaller. It's that Israel exists at all. And I know we've covered this since this started. But I sometimes think it needs to be reiterated because the Hamas terror group and others, and now I guess their supporters around the world, they need to hear this. And hopefully the idea of being the idea of common sense will start to prevail. I'm not holding my breath, but that would be, of course, our hope. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a call here. I think we've got Jack in Riverside. And Jack in Riverside, good morning, sir. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And Shahreza Pahlavi was allowed to leave Iran for medical treatment. And then Zbigniew Brzezinski, CIA National Security Advisor Jimmy Carter, set up the CIA puppet government of the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard in Iran in 1979. After 44 years, the people are completely disgusted with that dictatorial murdering government, And all we need to do, John Kirby, and where's my friend Jake Sullivan? John Kirby, you can't tie his shoes. All we need to do is to remove the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard, horrible dictatorial government running Iran, CIA installed 44 years ago.
Okay.
Well, we don't need to have war. And the groups that are being paid to attack American troops, they're being paid with the same money that Hamas is paid with, and that it, the truth is coming out. Netanyahu is working with Hamas. Netanyahu is doing everything he can to stay in power,
okay,
to avoid being put in jail for his economic crimes. And we're all being manipulated, propagandized. We don't need any war with Iran. Just take out the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard, CIA and Pentagon, that Brzezinski put in 44 years ago. The people of Iran are great. What, are we going to bomb the people of Iran and turn them against us? No. And Hillary Clinton's birthday is on October 18th. Same birthday as Cyrus the Great.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before. That's an interesting thing, but I don't think anybody wants to. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to bomb the people of Iran, but certainly the bad actors are in Tehran.
Well, the bad actors are put in by the United States. We put in the bad actors, and we use the bad actors to promote war. And what happened? And what they do to Jake Sullivan, my friend? John Kirby couldn't clean you know what off his shoes. Where's Jake Sullivan? They silenced Jake Sullivan?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on now? What kind of jive is this? You know, I can see through it, and I don't want war. The American people don't want war. And if you want to stop war, take out of control the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard.
Good.
And let Iran be free. And let's liberate Iran.
Good idea.
Liberate
that's,
Iran.
That's good idea. And I think at some point that may happen. We're going to move on, though, Jack, in Riverside. I appreciate your call very much. And
well,
call back anytime.
Let the truth out. God bless Jake Sullivan.
All right.
God bless you, Jake Sullivan.
All right. Take care. That's Jack in Riverside. And always interesting to hear from him. Caller, we've got another caller hanging on the line. I'm going to ask if you can hold on through the next break because we wouldn't have time, unfortunately, to take your call here because we want to hear what you have to say. So if you'll hold on during the upcoming break, we'll bring you on first thing as we come back from coming up commercial break. But I will say this before we do go to the other side here, and that is, well, it's quite interesting because the entire Iran crisis that ensued after the Ayatollah came to power in the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979 absolutely destroyed the Carter presidency. So I don't know. I don't know if Carter would have had something to do with that or would have wanted to have something to do with that. Very, very good question. But it didn't work out well for the United States at all. I tell you what, folks, stay right there. We've got so much more to tell you about on the other side of the break. Caller, hold on. And when we come back, we'll do our first Trucker and Traveler's Report as well. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number. By the way, welcome and good morning to Richard the Marine.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
No, we're not going to bed anytime soon on this Friday edition, folks. We are live, and we are rocking across your radio dial this morning in the AM all across America. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Once again, good morning to Richard the Marine. Got a great message from him just a little while ago. It's 53 degrees and clear on his vantage point, or from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And so Semper Fi, Richard, we appreciate it very much. And also, coming back to break, I was thinking, I think Mark up in Connecticut, I think I have an idea of what he might be thinking at this point. And I think I'm thinking the same thing, Mark. But at any rate, welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have much more to talk about. And as I mentioned, we have a caller holding on the line. So before we get to our song, and we got a great Friday song for you this morning, let's go ahead and take the caller. And line two, you're on with the program. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle. John from Sarasota.
Hey, John from Sarasota. Thank you for hanging on during the break.
Anytime. Hey, my friend out there, Jack in California, I think he's dabbling with the devil's lettuce, but that's okay. You know, I've been doing a little thinking about the situation we have here in 3 years, and maybe I'm the only one who sees this, but in 3 years, we are from one end of the world to the other end of the world being stretched like a rubber band. And we're going to feel the wrath of Iran. I find that hard to believe. I was thinking when you're a child and you have sibling rivalry, and he started it. No, you started it. He started it. You started it. People don't like the repercussions of what they start, you know. And with that situation, that we're going to feel their wrath. Looking back over history, everybody that America has ever engaged with, whether it be Japan, Russia, whether it be Korea, Vietnam, we have never had any more issues after we have gone in and had a situation with these particular countries. Iran has been a thorn from the day it was created, and I don't understand why we don't clean up our own borders first, secure our country, and then not allow Israel to take care of that situation. And I talked last week about how Israel will probably be allowed by the United States to take out Iran, and if they don't do it now, it'll never happen. So that's my take.
Well, there's certainly going to be something. I mean, Iran is talking tough. They do like to bluster, and a lot of times they just won't do anything. But, I do think, though, that Israel would have to deal in Gaza, would have to deal with Hamas and possibly Hezbollah. But there's a lot of factors, in especially economic factors in Lebanon. But the United States would probably be left to dealing with Iran on a large scale, on the larger scale basis. Israel might do some other attacks like we've seen them done in the past. But Iran's trying to be provocative. And, you know, at some point, they're going to be too provocative. And something could happen in that regard.
I do believe that Israel has nuclear capability. And I do believe that they will be pushed to the point of where they're taking all the wrath of this anyway for defending their country and their people after being provoked. So why not just put an end to it when you're already labeled the bad guy? What other consequences can you encounter?
Well, it does seem like we're not going to be able to go back. Israel, you know, I say we, I mean, you know, people who are against Hamas, basically, we're not going to be able to go back to the way that it was. So something has turned a corner here, and there's got to be some other resolution. You're right.
I think, personally, I think Israel is capable of ending the situation. They have made comments that they will settle for nothing other than the destruction of Hamas. And, you know, when you're already getting blamed for something, how many times can you be crucified?
Right. Well, exactly. And of course, the propaganda war is being waged, and you've got a lot of people who are, you know, sort of picking up on that, inexplicably so, and they continue to you know, spew this nonsense.
Well, we already went through that with the Germans in the Second World War with the propaganda. They're on the, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But
right.
You know, the thing is, everybody, here's the problem I find, Kyle. Everybody's talking about situations. The object is to end the situation. The means needs to be justified in the end. It has to put an end to it. One other thing I'd like to add, it's very disappointing to see what's going on in the southern border with, we are being pulled in so many directions. And basically, we're not achieving anything anywhere. Too many irons in the fire and no completion. I'd like to see some completion here. Complete one damn thing these people start, you know.
Right. Agreed, absolutely.
We've been building a wall. How long we've been building a wall? I mean, my goodness, they got to the moon quicker in 69 than we built the wall. We can't build a wall across the border. And in 1969, they put a man on the moon. But I do like the situation now with the Speaker in the House, and we've got this crazy guy running around on the loose who's a mass shooter.
Yeah.
And there's just too much to talk about. But I'd like to see some closure. Show me some closure to a few of these situations. Pick one, and let's finish it.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Well said.
Thank you. And as always, I work nights, Kyle. I'm in the security industry. So I usually catch your show when it was you and the captain on basically Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I enjoy the conversation, but I really like to see some closure and, you know, finish something you start. You know, it's
indeed
at least something. Well, we got a speaker in the house. I guess we did something.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's a new day. It's a better day now. Absolutely.
It's a better day. But it's always good. Always good to be able to be heard. That's one thing about our country, freedom of speech. And but I think positive freedom of speech there. The campuses now are on the colleges. These people are saying they supporting Palestine. You know what? You take these kids, they send them to Palestine if they want to support Palestine. They want to support Iran. Let's put them over there and let them support it. You know, that's the best way to do it.
That's right. Yeah. They might change their minds eventually.
Give them what they ask for. Give them what they ask for, you know?
Indeed.
I'm going to go, my friend. Always good to say hello. Keep up the good work and keep the faith.
Thank you, John. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right. John in Sarasota, everybody. Great call. And, yeah, that's really had a great time talking with him. I think he had a lot of great things to say. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick look at the weather. When we come back, of course, we might expand on that. And we'll see if we can squeeze in the song here a little bit later, because one of the things we want to do, of course, is make sure our truckers and travelers stay awake out there. So we will get the song in here a little bit. And of course, next hour, we've got a great song planned as well. But we have, at least on the radar this morning, we've got a fairly quiet map overall. But up in North Dakota, lots and lots of snow. So if you're going to be traveling along I-94 in eastern North Dakota, it's going to be a lot of snow. You've got a lot of rain and snow, and you've got a lot of rain in northern Minnesota this morning. Rain around St. Paul as well. Michigan, if you're going to be, it looks like I'm going to say this is going to be in the Grand Rapids area, I believe, and Houghton Lake and so forth. Traverse City, lots of rain there. Northern Shores, Bay City, you've got rain in Michigan this morning. And we've also got a lot of rain up in northern Maine. And, of course, we'll talk about the events in Maine on the other side of the break after you hear top of the hour news. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are traveling through this Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.